Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Before I brief on the informal heads of delegation, just to let you know, the Director General will be meeting with some Swiss farm organizations in a short while. I'll be available to discuss that meeting with anyone who'd like to. I understand there was a press conference with this group earlier today, so if you're interested in how that meeting went, just let me know. I should be available sometime in the middle of the afternoon. We began the meeting with 11 delegations who did not speak yesterday having spoke. Again, the declarations were largely of a political nature. Positions that were expressed were largely reiterations of what we've heard pretty much continuously from members in terms of their positions over the last year or so. Following the last of these interventions, the Director General briefed the members on his consultations in the last 24 hours. He spoke about the meeting that he had yesterday afternoon, which he said was aimed at exploring the overall political considerations and the balance and synergies between agriculture and NAMA. He said that although no new positions were expressed, his sense is that we developed a clearer understanding of the key issues at the political level that remain to be resolved in order to reach agreement on modalities. He said, while we didn't hear movement which would be, which could be called significant, he felt at the same time that a strong sense of collective responsibility has emerged and that members are determined to engage in good faith with each other on the substance on all the issues in order to achieve a fair and balanced outcome on the agriculture and NAMA modalities. He said, the overall attitude was constructive. He said, we are here to do a deal, we know where the rest of the world is, and that is what this week is all about. He said that the key question at the moment is that of balance, and that, of course, balance means different things to different people, but he is impressed by the general willingness to work towards a balance that all can share in. He said as well, there has been a strong and widely endorsed emphasis on the development dimension of our negotiations. He said other elements of the single undertaking are not to be forgotten. On the substance, he said delegations also expressed a willingness to negotiate within the boundaries of existing draft modalities, which allows us to move further in discussions on numbers. He said he intends this afternoon to move into detailed text-based work on both agriculture and NAMA with the same group of delegations and to begin to discuss possible solutions to the outstanding issues. We will come back to a further HODS meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. to review progress. Are there any questions? Head Ayet, please, and then Jonathan.
Yeah, I have just a logistical...
Sorry, let me get my thing here.
Yeah, I just have a simple question. Where is the intervention of Mr. Lamy, because yesterday you said it's going to be on the web, I don't know when, and I kept looking for it, it didn't appear. And where are the 11 interventions? You say you get them electronically. So one of the things that we need is really such a service that we get Lamy's speech immediately here.
It's immediately available in podcast form. We will get the final version as soon as it comes from the Director General's office. With respect to the statements by delegations, it's for the delegations to send us their statements. If they don't, then we can draw the reference that perhaps they don't want it to be made public or that you should contact them directly. Jonathan.
Phone, please.
What is available on the podcast now, or you can wait for the final version, which should come pretty quickly. Jonathan.
About the willingness of delegations to work within the existing texts, I've heard that some of them are not accepting the text. In particular, I heard that Argentina has warned that it doesn't accept the NAMA text as a basis for negotiation. Can you comment on that?
It's true there are delegations, specifically within the NAMA 11, that have had some problems with this text. But in the context of the consultations yesterday, all of those who were there said they were prepared to proceed on the basis of the documents that were before them, which does not mean that they cannot be altered. It simply means that they are the basis on which the negotiations will be going forward.
Yeah, sorry, was Argentina there yesterday?
Yes, indeed they were.
Yeah.
Ravi and then Jan Dirk.
Sorry, Keith. Yesterday, the Director General is understood or said on the record or off the record in the green room that he that he will issue what are called the revised texts on Friday. Are you now contemplating of extending this meeting beyond Saturday?
If we're going to have the meeting scheduled for Saturday, on Saturday, we would need the texts before then. Friday is the last date before Saturday, by my calendar. If the meeting needs to be extended, if there is a call for that, then that's what we have to contemplate. But at the moment, the schedule is what it is. We have not really begun to tackle the issues in terms of numbers. Let's wait and see how it goes. For the moment, the existing schedule is the schedule that we intend to stick to. But you know how meetings go around here. If more time is required, and if people are prepared to continue to work, then all of us will be here with open arms and the red carpet rolled out. Of course.
If when the Director General says that he is going to issue the revised texts, are these texts as the TNC chairman or, Lamy texts, or are they different texts?
The texts that we're working on that are central to the work we have here are the texts that have been the result of the consultations and the work dating back to last year. As they've been amended over the course of the last year or so, that's largely been the work of a bottom-up process through the chairs. The chairs continue to be active in terms of their consultations with members. There is also a horizontal process underway. So what you will get is a result of the engagement of the members. If the members are able, through their engagement, through their negotiations and consultations, to find convergence, that would be reflected in the texts. But the texts belong to the members. At this point, the only way they can go forward is if they are the basis for some kind of convergence. Otherwise, they just won't fly. So certainly the Director General will be involved in preparing these texts, as will the chairs, but it's the members who are the ones who need to do the negotiation that would be the basis for any kind of drafting. Jan Dirk, please.
Thanks. Yesterday, EU Commissioner Mendelssohn was talking about a possible 60% cut in import tariffs for agricultural products. Mm-hmm. I was wondering whether this statement was discussed in the morning.
This morning in the meeting we had here?
Yes.
No, it was not. Yes, please, Isabel.
Keith, countries represented in the green room today afternoon will be the same as yesterday?
Yes, they will.
No more countries?
Not that I'm aware of. Saki, please.
A follow-up to what Isabel was just asking. And how many were present yesterday?
I'll have to check this again. I'll do a better job of counting today, I promise. My count was 31, but it's not the easiest counting because there's a lot of people crammed very tightly around the table. 31 is, I believe, but give or take one or two. I'm sorry, Ravi? I can't hear you unless you have your microphone on.
Is it supposed to accommodate that room which Director General has created?
What does the fire warden say, you mean? I don't know how many it's supposed to accommodate. It's tight quarters. Yes, please, Patrick.
Keith, est-ce qu'il y a du nouveau sur les bananes?
Is there anything new on bananas? Will Mr. Lamy continue to negotiate, or is it too late? We'll see that later. Thank you.
No, Patrick, there have been a series of exchanges on this. There have been proposals from each side which are a little north, a little south of what the DG has suggested. I don't want to get into numbers, but the process is ongoing, and the DG is available to help facilitate an agreement in any way that he can.
Tu veux dire,
you mean yesterday in the green room, they discussed bananas?
In a sort of, in a peripheral way, yes, but there wasn't a long yesterday was a political exchange more than anything else. And for those delegations for whom bananas are very important, there was mention of this, but it was not a central topic of the discussions. There's quite a technical element to this. These kinds of discussions are often taken up at technical level first. Clearly, they'll be very important to any final decision, but this kind of thing needs a bit of ripening, perhaps, before we can move it to that stage. Sorry. Yes, please, Doug.
Yeah, Keith, I think you may have talked about this yesterday, but it sort of went past me at the time. But overnight, a leading U.S. business group put out a press release saying that they were wary of attempts to put expanded GI indications or to discuss expanded GI indications and mandatory disclosure of genetic resources in patent applications. Could you just clarify for me how those discussions sort of jive with what else is going on this week? And is there an attempt to make that part of the package that would come out of this meeting?
Certainly, Doug. There are three issues pertaining to the TRIPS agreement. One is the GI register for wines and spirits, which is part of the Doha mandate. There are two other issues which, under paragraph 12B of the Doha Declaration, are considered implementation issues, and they're to be dealt with in an appropriate manner. And the members have different interpretations as to what that is. So, since the Doha ministerial, there's been disagreement as to how exactly these issues should be dealt with. And the issues I'm referring to here are the extension of the geographical indication register for products other than wines and spirits under Article 23, I believe. Peter, you're there, right? He's nodding. I've learned my lessons well. And the other has to do with the relationship between the TRIPS agreement and the Convention on Biodiversity. And this has to do with largely with disclosure. Disclosure that you, from where you have acquired the traditional knowledge or the resource, disclosure that you have permission to have obtained it, and disclosure of some form of benefit-sharing plan you have in place. So those two issues there are quite controversial among the membership. And there was a proposal put forward, I think it was the middle of this month, in which about 100 countries or so said that they would put the three issues together, and they would ask that it be put forward for decision by ministers. The decision would be to commence negotiations on the other two and to accelerate the GI registry discussions, which are certainly intertwined with the question of the extension. Those talks have been very difficult. The Director General has been working to try and help members to facilitate some kind of an accord, but at the moment there is no progress to report on that front. Yes, please.
I'm Toshi Ogata with the Asahi Shimbun Japanese newspaper. It's a kind of a related question about Mr. Mandelson's idea of the 60% average cut. Was there any discussion about that in yesterday's green room? And what kind of discussion were they?
No, there really wasn't any discussion of that issue. It didn't really come up.
Did he touch on the issue yesterday?
Did he touch on it? I can't recall. I'd rather not speak for him. I don't recall this issue being a central part of the discussion. As I say, it was not really a discussion yesterday about numbers. It was a discussion about political objectives, and so it was more about where people wanted to go and where they found it difficult to move. Yes, please.
Zhou Yingcheng of Central News Agency. Were there discussions about how this going to proceed today? I mean, they go the text paragraph by paragraph, or in which order, I think?
It won't be a paragraph by paragraph discussion, because that would be very lengthy, and many of the issues that are outstanding are of a technical nature. There is a process underway, a concurrent process, involving the chairs, involving other officials who may try to find common ground in those more technical areas. What we're going to be looking at today are the famous headline issues that you guys have been writing about for so long, and which really do require political attention. And these would be the question of farm subsidies, farm tariffs, agriculture tariffs, industrial goods tariffs, and the flexibilities that would be accorded to ensure that in some cases you would be shielded from the full force of the cuts that would be of a formula nature. Questions? Nope. Okay. Thanks very much.